Good evening, everyone. I'd like to convene the February 11th, 2016 meeting of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. I want to begin, colleagues, by making an apology for getting everyone up at, or here, rather, for 8 a.m. It probably wasn't necessary, and if I could replay that, I'd probably have made it 8:30, but anyways.
It's so, a good habit to get up early.
There we go. Oh. And it leads to long and successful lives.
Wow.
He's telling me.
We have a couple of bills we're going to work. And then I also, just to tee up your thought processes here before we leave the room, we're going to have probably ample opportunity for some informational sessions if folks would like that. And we have had a couple of offers from some folks very interested in some key topics. One is the gypsy moth and what we are, or what the Department of Agriculture and the rest of the state is doing to combat that pest. And any of you who've been to the East Coast in the summertime and seen the defoliation that they're responsible for knows that we've got to get a handle on that ASAP. We've also had an offer from OSU to come in and explain. They have recently been authorized by the feds to do the testing for industrial hemp. Now, not marijuana, but industrial hemp. And they would like an opportunity to explain that process to us so that we understand it, an opportunity to roll that out for the public. So if any of you have ideas, I would love that. Representative Gorsuch.
I imagine this has been done before, but I was wondering if we couldn't inspire our federal friends in the United States Forest Service to come in and explain what does or does not happen in the national forests in Oregon. I think that would be very educational for all of us.
Okay. And we've had them come in before, and I would be happy to invite them again, and I think it's always instructive. We have to make sure that as a state we're not, in essence, grilling them,
right,
but rather we are a friendly committee looking for information. And I think if we can assure, that kind of meeting, that it will make it a lot easier to get them.
Yeah, and the problem for me is it's good to hear from the Oregon Department of Forestry, but we know that a lot of the land is controlled by both BLM and U.S. Forest Service. So I just kind of like to see very clearly what their plans are, things like that.
I think it would be great. And maybe we could have the invite the BLM in as well.
That would be helpful, too.
Vice Chair McLean.
Well, to go along with that, what is of interest to me is management of all forests in the state of Oregon. So I'm looking for management for forest fire prevention and, what some of the things are that are being done, because we've had these five very hot years and very high fire outbreaks.
Very good. And, again, we've had other folks in the past. It may be an opportunity to invite one of the collaboratives in again, too. They've done some absolutely tremendous work. I think it's a model, really, for how we can get all of the different interest groups working together to that common end. So some good ideas here, folks. And, yes, Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was wondering maybe we could get an individual that's knowledgeable on the road closures that they're proposing, of the 156 miles of road closures in Eastern Oregon.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'd like to know why, when, where, why, and how.
Okay.
What the selection process is for that.
All right. And so,
what do you keep this
deal? This would, and I have to admit that I'm not up to speed on, I know the closures are happening. Beyond that, I don't have any details. But is it exclusive to forest lands, or does it include range lands as well? Do we know?
I don't know if that's BLM or Forest Service.
Well,
right now it's over in the Willow Whitman National Forest, and they're not just talking about closing the roads; they're talking about tearing them out.
Yeah.
So talking about expending a lot of federal dollars, to tear something out when we're not even putting those in our transportation system.
And the sad part about it is, if you get a fire in there, right. Tore the roads out, then it sits there and burns.
Okay.
Yes, Southern Oregon also is looking at an area from Klamath, in northern Klamath County and Jackson County.
Clear the happy camp.
Right, that they want to shut down all the roads and make it a national monument.
Well, that may be another topic that we can invite some folks in to talk to us about. Vice Chair Krieger.
The sod, Southern Oak Death, some information about it.
Oh, yes, an update.
It has been morphed where it's starting to affect Douglas fir.
Need an update.
And there are
we need an update. Definitely.
Some
that's
work
a
being
bad
done.
Thing.
So.
Excellent one. Excellent. Wow.
But other than that, there's nothing to talk about.
No, not. And there may be some other particular ag issues, too. So it's not that we have to come up with every idea right now. If you are talking to someone and you get an idea that might be apropos, please let us know. And we'll try and hold some hearings on this stuff. So with that, I am going to open a work session on House Bill 4007. This is the Rangeland Protection Bill. And Mr. Roper, if you could please remind us what this bill is about.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, so the Rangeland Protection Association Bill, House Bill 4007, expands the definition to include entities organized with the approval of a county governing body in counties having 200,000 or more acres of rangeland that lie outside of a forest protection district and aren't part of an existing association. No amendments on this bill.
No amendments generally indicates that there's either a whole lot of agreement or a whole lot of opposition. So in this instance, I think it was the former. We had a very good hearing, I thought, on this. And frankly, I'm personally excited that folks are willing to commit their private resources to the protection of all resources in the state. I just think it's another example of Oregonians' willingness to do the right thing. Further discussion on this? I'm not seeing any. I'm going to recognize Vice Chair Krieger.
Chair, what I'd like to move House Bill 4007 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 4007 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Frederick?
Yes.
Representative Borsuk?
Yes.
Representative McEwen?
Aye.
Representative Whitsitt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Vice Chair McLean?
Aye.
Chair Witt?
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes. And I'm wondering,
Representative Smith carried.
That's what I was. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Representative Smith carry the bill, folks. Everybody in agreement? Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, the folks that don't show up, Representative Smith will carry this bill, and I know that he will be very proud to do so. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4007. And I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4060, otherwise known as the Hemp Bill. And again, Mr. Roper, if you would, please.
Mr. Chair and members, this is House Bill 4060. It updates and clarifies provisions related to the regulation of industrial hemp. We now have a -2 amendment on this bill, and I think that will be explained to us shortly, so I won't give you my interpretation.
Thank you. So, colleagues, this was the late-breaking handout that you had. So, and thanks to the panel here this morning, I'm going to be looking for a couple of things. One, an explanation of the -2, which is pretty straightforward. And also, we have a couple of words, literally a couple of words that folks have expressed an interest in having changed. It would make a lot of folks feel very comfortable if we were to get on the record the sense of our committee that it would be a good thing to make those word changes so that when this bill goes over to the Senate side, we're on record of already endorsing that change. With that, welcome to each of you. Thank you very much for being here. Representative Wilson, it's a great bill, and I'm going to make it even better here.
Chair Witt, thank you. For the record, Carl Wilson, House District 3, State Representative. Before I get going, I have to tell you how scintillating the topics are that you plan on talking about. I'd be very happy to exchange my seat on the Rules Committee with...
I don't think you're going to get any takers on that, Representative.
I don't think the Rules Committee meets at 8 a.m. either. So.
Well, anyway, I see that's not going to work, but let's go to the issue at hand.
Especially if us that's been on rules before, why do you think we're off?
Well, I was the chair of that for... session or two, 100 years ago, it seems. So anyway, thank you for the opportunity to be back before you. We're here to appear at your pleasure, basically, on House Bill 4060. We know you have some questions. I have some esteemed guests today who can help us in a number of ways. Courtney Moran is here to answer any questions that you have about amendments today. And Katie Koba is here.
I'm actually Lisa Hansen.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm the other one.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Lisa. Excuse me. Lisa is here to talk about approval from the Department of Agriculture. At least I presume approval. So thank you.
Good morning, Chair Witt, members of the committee. I'd like to just review the provisions to the Dash 2 amendment. So first of all, this clarifies that industrial hemp registrants will be able to cultivate all varieties of cannabis. That's why we've removed the word sativa so that there's no confusion about the different varieties. Scientifically, there's several different classification systems, and some farmers were concerned about us following one particular classification system and them not being able to cultivate a different variety. So we just removed the subspecies and kept the genus of the plant name so that they can produce any varieties within that genus. The second major provision of the Dash 2 amendment is that it clarifies the definition of crop, so that crop is defined as industrial hemp grown under a single registration. So that will allow them to cultivate not only in the field but in an agricultural building as well. Thirdly, we have included that industrial hemp and industrial hemp products will not be considered an adulterant under ORS Chapter 616. This is the same thing that was done for marijuana in House Bill 3400.
Mr. Chair,
can
you say that again?
Sure. It clarifies that industrial hemp and industrial hemp products and commodities will not be considered an adulterant under ORS Chapter 616.
Which means...
Which means that it's not considered an adulterant to food products.
Okay.
Next, it clarifies that registrants must provide accurate information on the location of where the crop is located. This just clarifies that the ODA will have a form that outlines the time, manner, and exactly what they need to include for description of the location of where they are cultivating. Section 9A clarifies that the testing of industrial hemp, the plant and industrial hemp commodities or products can be tested by the labs that are accredited by Oregon Health Authority and licensed by OLCC. And this provision also clarifies that all test results from any of the THC tests done are reported to ODA, so that ODA will know whether the farmers have passed the 0.3% THC limit, and if they have not, then ODA can take action and begin their own investigation. And the one amendment that we have not had included in this, but once we get to the Senate side, we will be having this additional provision, is the removal of Section 12.1D, which is on page 6, lines 31 and 32. And that is, we're removing that to ensure that the farmers and registrants are compliant with the existing pesticide and water quality regulations.
Very good. Courtney, thank you. Are there questions at this point? Generally, we take questions after the whole panel has gone through, but I want to make sure that everybody's following this. Vice Chair McLean.
Well, I think we all made comments at the last meeting talking about how important how important that last amendment is, and I thought that was going to be in the dash twos. So I'm, you know, my vote today will be dependent on getting, you know, that you are working forward to getting that on the Senate side.
Yes, absolutely. It was our intention to have that. We spoke with Mark Mayer. I know this was a very short timeline for him to get it done, and there were a lot of little clarification changes, and I think it just kind of got slipped off the end, but it is our full intention to make sure that that is included in this bill.
And thank you for that clarification. And committee members, once again, another problem with the rush that we seem to be under in this in this short session, that it's virtually impossible to get this stuff accomplished in a timely manner. And so we have to do the best that we can. And in fact, I just asked Mr. Roper to inquire whether it would be an appropriate motion for this committee to take up, that we have a sense of the committee with as the bill proceeds to the other House. Did you get an answer back yet?
Not at the moment, but I did inquire, so we should know soon.
So that'll be late-breaking news. It will be just-in-time operations, like everything else around here. So, Vice Chair Krieger, did you have something?
Well,
see, I can read his mind.
Only to say it's not unusual as you work through these processes of complex bills and emotions sometimes that you think you got it right in the drafting, and all of a sudden you unexpectedly something's omitted or something's in there you don't want, and it's wording. And under normal circumstances, we've got time to work it out with the people on either side of an issue. And even the bill we passed out the other day, the penalty bill, guess what? There's an error in there. So now I've got Joe Rowletter and some of the other people working, and Representative Barato has an issue. And we want to try to correct that now, but hopefully we can get it done. But it makes it difficult, complex issues in short time frames.
Representative Esquivel.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I agree with my colleagues, because once it leaves here, we really don't have control at that point, and it's at the discretion of the Senate to do so. I also wanted to say that I understand why you call it THC after reading what it's called. About half the page.
Tetrahydrocannabinol.
Read that one for us, Representative.
Oh, man, have you seen that, baby? So, anyway, I agree with this committee that we shouldn't be sending stuff out and expecting the Senate to pick up the ball, because it doesn't always happen that way.
I understand, and we will. I think this is a perfect example of everyone, to the best of my knowledge, everyone being in agreement of what we want, what we need, what needs to be in place. And I'm not sensing that there's any problem when it goes over to the Senate either. I think good people with good intentions will carry the day here, and there won't be any problem. Courtney, I just got a note that you need to identify yourself for the record.
Hi, I'm Courtney Moran, a lobbyist for the Oregon Industrial Hemp Farmers Association.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I would prefer to avoid that if we can. Okay, we were under questions at this point. Are there additional questions? Panel members?
This is the dash two. Is there a dash one?
The dash ones, Vice Chair Krieger, as I understand, are incorporated into the dash twos. So the dash twos are more expansive. Am I correct?
Yes. The Chair, with members of the committee. On Tuesday, when we spoke at the public hearing, we were discussing the dash one amendments. The dash one amendments have been incorporated into the dash two, and the additional amendments that we spoke with you about at the hearing have been included. And I'm happy to follow up with all of you individually once the bill gets to the Senate side to ensure that this additional amendment has been clarified regarding the pesticide and water quality regulations.
Very good. Additional comments from our panel members? I'm not seeing any. Did we...
Don't oversell.
Did we cover... I'm sorry. I'm not tracking well here. Did we cover the concern about the words or?
We did not.
No.
I would defer to those who wanted the change.
For the record, Lisa Hansen, Deputy Director with the Oregon Department of Agriculture. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, good morning. It's nice to be in front of you again.
Good morning. Welcome.
So the additional amendment that we've all been talking about is in Section 12, and this is the amendment that's important to the Department of Agriculture. Somehow, in the process of drafting and other things, I'm not sure how this got in there, but basically, Section 12, line 31, where it starts with or and adds any other department, it limits the agency's ability to issue civil penalties to hemp growers for other laws under our jurisdiction. And we believe that the hemp growers should be treated the same under laws under our jurisdiction as any other growers. So we've used, I think, as examples, the pesticide law or the water quality law. This could fall into numerous laws within the department. But in working through the amendment process, this little piece got left out. It was the one, I think, that was the big issue that came up on Monday, actually. Mm-hmm. But we're all in agreement to continue to work together and take care of that.
Okay, very good. Committee members, anything on this? Everybody relatively comfortable? Representative Whitsitt?
I will be a no because it is not in here. And I just make it my policy to make sure what I vote on is reflected at the time, so that's
very good.
And I reserve the right to change my vote on the floor.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Representative, I'm going to give it a yes vote as a courtesy vote to get it out to the floor, and hopefully it'll get corrected in the Senate. But I feel about as nervous as Representative Whitsitt that, you know, what we think we know and what we know are actually different.
Yes. I understand that. Vice Chair McLean.
Well, I'm voting yes, but those two amendments are very important to me, and I really want to make sure that we work hard, all of us, to get those incorporated.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything further? Okay. And before I dismiss the panel, and again, thank you very much for your help this morning. Do you have anything further at this point?
Mr. Chair, nothing additional except for the fact that Lisa, sometimes known as Katie, is now going to be Lisa from now on.
All right.
Thank you.
Way to go, Carl.
Almost sounded like a double dipper there.
There you go.
I'd like to, if I may say something, too.
Please.
I have the greatest respect for my colleague, the good representative, Carl Wilson, and so I don't want anybody to think that my vote is a reflection of him, his district, the bill, or anything like that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Representative, and appreciate that very much. And your explanations are always very helpful, and your intent's very clear, and I think we all of us respect that. Thank you. With that, thank you, panel members, very much. Committee members, while I'm still waiting for an answer on my question, I'm going to have us stand at ease here. My apologies, folks. This is a process that we don't engage in on a regular basis. So I actually wanted to make sure that we get it down, and I may need some assistance as we go through the process with the precise wording to get this right. So bear with me. This is my first time at this. So I am going to entertain a motion to suspend the rule so that we can read into the record a conceptual amendment. Vice Chair McLean?
We, the House Committee on Agricultural and Natural Resources.
Just a motion to suspend the rules.
I move to suspend the rules.
So that we can, Vice Chair McLean moves to suspend the rules so that we can read into the record the proposed conceptual amendment.
He wants you to do dash two first. I don't know if it matters, but.
either way.
I'm gonna take the conceptual amendment first. Sir.
Chair Witt, members of the committee, I understand the conceptual amendment is to remove language on lines 31 and 32 of page 6. So I've briefly jotted down the complete wording of the amendment, if you'd like me to read it into the record.
If you would, please.
So as a new conceptual amendment, the language would read, if written on page 6 of the printed bill, line 28, after the semicolon, insert quote or end quote period.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The chair realizes that he was procedurally confused as well. I need to vote on the suspension of the rules first. That just occurred to me. I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
Folks, bear with me. I'm going to get this right. So is there discussion on the motion to suspend the rules?
No.
Seeing none, is there any objection to suspending the rules? Seeing none, the rules are suspended now. A motion is in order to accept a conceptual amendment, correct? Am I procedurally correct at this point? I'm going to recognize Vice Chair McLean.
Mr. Chair, I move that we put into the record a conceptual amendment that will not have the paperwork to follow it at this point.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair McLean moves a conceptual amendment for which we do not have the paperwork at this point. If LC would please read into the record that proposed amendment.
Once again, Chair Witt, members of the committee, if written, the amendment would read, and most of this is just in order to reset the language so that we can remove that one line. On page 6 of the printed bill, line 28, after the semicolon, insert, quote, or, end quote, period. In line 30, delete, quote, or, end quote, and insert a period. And then delete lines 31 and 32. And the substance of what's being deleted, lines 31 and 32, is tying the $2,500 civil penalty fee that is authorized underneath the provisions of this act to other statutory laws or department rules relating to agricultural products. There is no rainbow effect. There's no other specific references to this subsection, so it's a fairly simple conceptual amendment to make.
Thank you very much. Committee members, questions or discussions on this motion? Yeah, Vice Chair McLean, please.
Well, at this point, what I want to just put on record that I'm in favor of this conceptual amendment because it does the two things that we asked them to do when we had testimony on Monday and also as we discussed it today. And that is that we are making sure that we are clarifying that all industrial hemp registrants are regulated as traditional farmers are in Oregon, meaning compliance with all rules and regulations established by the Oregon Department of Agriculture, namely pesticide and water quality regulations and civil penalties.
Thank you very much. Representative Whitsitt.
So to follow up with that, then I'm just trying to understand lines 33, 34, and 35 said the department may not discipline a grower, handler, or agricultural hemp seed producer under this section on the basis that possessing, delivering, and manufacturing industrial hemp are prohibited by federal law. So even though we put that in on 31 and 32, it's toothless then, followed by lines 33 through 35. Is that correct? We can't, even if we catch them doing something, they can't be prosecuted in any capacity or right?
Chair Witt, members of the committee, would you like me to answer that
Please.
Question?
Yeah.
If you look at page 4 of the amendment, or of the base bill, Section 4, we've included language that specifies that industrial hemp is an agricultural product that's subject to regulation by the State Department of Agriculture. And what that effectively does is ties it into State Department of Agriculture's regulation through state law of all agricultural products. And that would include both the regulations relating to water, pesticides, the other things that I discussed with State Department of Agriculture, I think last Tuesday, as to what they want to pick up. In other words, when it comes to state law, unless there's a conflict within the provisions of this act, they'll be able to regulate it exactly as if it were a agricultural product. What those lines specifically say is that for purposes of revoking a registration or assessing a civil penalty, they can't use the basis that it is still prohibited under federal law in order to do those two things. Without that provision, there would be no assurance that the State Department of Agriculture would actually not do that. Industrial hemp is still classified as a controlled substance under federal law, and there is a complicated theory as to why it is completely okay to allow this bill to go through on the basis of both the federal farm bill as well as on the basis of state sovereignty jurisprudence. However, the language is inserted to give assurances that their registration will not be revoked and they won't be assessed a civil penalty on the basis that industrial hemp is classified as a Schedule I substance under federal law. That's the reason it's there. But with respect to state law, they have the ability to regulate it as an agricultural product.
If I may follow up. Isn't the language pretty broad, though? The department may not discipline, et cetera. It just seems really broad. I mean, could someone go to court on this and say, this line says that you, the Department of Ag, cannot do this? I mean, would this be challengeable in...
Only if the basis for the... I'm sorry, Representative Whitsitt. Only if the basis for the discipline was that it was federally prohibited would they be able to use this language as a challenge.
Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. An example of this, I think, is when we allowed medical marijuana in the state of Oregon. And the DEA would occasionally come in and uproot the growers and their crop. And they wouldn't do everyone. They'd just do a select person. They'd come in and tear out their crop. And the reason being is because those individuals supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, were sending it across state lines and selling it. So the DEA would come in and rip them up, but they wouldn't bother anyone else that was legitimate. So. I think it's kind of the same scenario.
If I may,
Representative Whitson.
Aren't our federal laws, the federal law supersedes state law with regard to EPA and water quality issues? So it seems like it's the same thing to me because they are the same thing. I mean, we have to adhere to EPA water quality laws that are federally
established.
I don't know. I'm having a really hard time with that because the laws are tied together and we have to follow what the EPA says.
Chair Witt, Representative Whitsitt, my interpretation of this specific language is that it would not prohibit ag from using Department of Agricultural rules that are based on federal regulations, which sometimes they adopt by reference and sometimes they write up in order to incorporate federal standards. It doesn't prohibit them from using those as a means of discipline. And the language also doesn't specifically reference on the basis of any federal law. It only says on the basis that possession, delivery, and manufacture are prohibited by federal law, which is a specific tie-in to the CSA, or the Controlled Substances Act, prohibitions against controlled one and other substances. So I think that the language would be interpreted by court to only be pointing to the federal CSA or Controlled Substances Act and not all federal law.
Thank you. I'm it's very confusing for me. Sorry.
Walk a step or two in my moccasins right now. additional questions or comments? Not seeing any. Hold on. I am at this point, committee members. I'm inclined, and I apologize for this, but I think I want to take a voice vote. Okay. With that, would the clerk on the motion? Would the clerk please call the roll? I'm sorry. Hold on. Before that roll is called,
could you clarify the motion for me, please?
It's a conceptual motion.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on what we're voting on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chair Witt, I move to amend conceptually House Bill 4060 in the manner described on the record today.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair McLean moves to amend House Bill 4060 conceptually in the manner which was read into the record. Is there anyone that would find any procedural imperfection where we're at to this point? The chair is soliciting anyone who would find a procedural problem to this point.
They wouldn't dare.
with that, thank you, Vice Chair McLean. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Frederick?
Aye.
Representative Dorsick?
Yes.
Representative McEwen?
Aye.
Representative Whitsitt?
No.
Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Vice Chair McLean?
Aye.
Chair Witt?
Aye. The motion carries, and the amendment has been adopted. Committee members, thank you very much, not only for your help, but your patience with me as I try and wade myself through this process. With that, we also have a dash 2 amendment. Mr. Roper, would you please remind us what the dash 2 amendment does?
Sure, Mr. Chair and members. The Dash 2 amendment does a number of things that were discussed here earlier today. Similar to the Dash 1 amendment, it establishes the standards and protocols for testing industrial hemp for THC concentrations. It also specifies which cannabis varieties can be grown, specifies that industrial hemp and hemp commodities and products may not be considered adulterants for certain purposes, and it authorizes certain labs to test industrial hemp commodities and products.
Thank you very much. With that, committee members, before I recognize Vice Chair Krieger, any questions, any comments, any procedural issues at this point? Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 4060.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves to adopt the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 4060, dated February 9, 2016. Is there any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, hearing none, is there any objection to his motion? It is therefore adopted. Thank you very much. All right, committee members, I believe that there is a different motion at this point as well, and I am going to temporarily stand down while the chair makes absolutely sure that he's got this one correct. On the record, committee members, thank you for your patience. I appreciate it very much. I am going to need a motion to suspend the rules so that we can move this to the House floor without the paperwork. And for that purpose, I am now going to recognize Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I move that we suspend the rules for purpose of moving the conceptual amendment without paperwork to the House floor.
Moving an amendment to the floor.
Moving the bill.
The bill. Yeah.
The bill.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves to suspend the rules so that we may move House Bill 4060 as amended to the floor without the necessary paperwork. Is there discussion on... Yes, Representative...
I'm trying, as we move through this kind of confusing, we're navigating something that seems to be quite confusing, and I just would like to clarify that should this bill pass the House in this form and go to the Senate and not be amended there would be no concurrence, correct?
We will be moving a bill with our amendment, which we have prepared a conceptual amendment. LC will be drafting that amendment into the bill. The bill will go over to the other House with this amendment.
And the Dash 2.
Mr. Chair.
And the Dash 2 amendment.
Yeah. Okay.
Vice Chair McLean.
My understanding is that as this conceptual amendment is going forward, that legal staff will be getting the paperwork to accompany it on the floor of the House so that we will vote with both pieces in the amendment package.
Yes, that is my understanding as well, Vice Chair McLean, so that this will be just like any other amended bill when it appears on the floor and is voted at that point and goes over to the Senate.
Just to be very clear, it will go to the Senate amended.
It will appear on our floor in the amended version
Thank
as
you.
Well.
I just want to make sure that we're very clear on what we're voting on.
Thank you, Representative McEwen, for clarifying the record. I think that's a very important point. Vice Chair McLean.
And why we took this extra time this morning to do that was because this panel had said very strongly at this meeting and the meeting before that this was important to us, and many on this panel said, well, how can we, you know, what's going to happen when it gets to the Senate side? So now we're sending that language to the Senate side saying, this is what we voted on, this is what we passed out.
Mm-hmm. If you change it, we get another bite at the apple to say yes or no.
The chief clerk signed on to this. Mm-hmm. Chief Clerk has signed on.
I don't know that.
Do we know that the Chief Clerk has signed on?
Mr. Chair.
We've done it before.
My understanding is that we have been getting advice on the procedural aspects of this vote and this amendment, and that we've been told that this is appropriate procedure.
That is...
Okay.
Right.
All right.
That is. Thank you, Vice Chair McLean. That is my understanding. So, and I assure you, I've tried to every step of the way make sure that I'm not running afoul here.
Good job.
With that, we have a motion then to suspend the rules, and now we're going to vote on that process. Again, I'm going to ask for a roll call vote on this, please.
Representative Barreto?
Aye.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Frederick?
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative McEwen?
Aye.
Representative Whitsitt?
No.
Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Vice Chair McLean?
Aye.
Chair Whitt?
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone. So we have now suspended the rules. We are prepared then to take a motion to move this bill with the amendments.
You got to get the dash twos.
Thank you, Vice Chair Krieger, for keeping me on track. Yes, I'm now going to. Before we move the bill to the floor, we need to adopt the Dash 2 amendments. Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 4060.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves the Dash 2 amendments dated February 9, 2016 to House Bill 4060. Is there any discussion or questions on his motion? Seeing none, hearing none. It is adopted, the Dash 2 amendments. Now, Vice Chair Krieger.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 4060 as amended to the floor of the DuPass recommendation.
And do we... Okay, that is a good motion. Okay, thank you very much. Vice Chair Krieger moves House Bill 4060 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion?
You're going to do a roll call?
I am going to, yes. Anything further? Thank you, committee members. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barreto?
Aye.
Wilson, carry it.
Representative Esquivel?
Aye.
Representative Frederick?
Yes.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative McEwen?
Aye.
Representative Whitsett?
No.
Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain?
Aye.
Chair Whip?
Aye. Again, having received the necessary majority, the motion passes. Committee members, thank you very much. I am of a mind to have Representative Wilson carry this, and if Representative Leininger would like to join him or anyone else that of their choosing to make that possible. With that, I am going to close the work session on House Bill 4060. Committee members, I readily admit that was less than pretty. Thank you for your assistance and your patience. I truly appreciate it.
I would like to thank you for being so precise on your procedure. Mm-hmm. It's not many chairs who will go back, question themselves, and then question themselves again, and I appreciate that, because if we don't get it right here, it's not going to get right. Mm-hmm. And the unfortunate thing is we have such a small time frame involved to do some tasks that we should not be doing in such a small time frame.
Well, thank you very much. Just like to note that staff will provide the final language to everyone as soon as that's ready. Okay. I want to thank LC very, very much for running down here on a moment's notice. I want to thank Courtney for her assistance. I want to thank everybody for making sure that hopefully I got this right. We are adjourned.
Mark.
I got this right. We are adjourned.
Mark.
Sure that hopefully